Court Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Court Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
There we go. Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from Fort Recovery, Ohio. It is baseball, Fort Recovery style, as the Indians host the Arcanum Trojans. Arcanum comes in 12-4. Our Indians are 4-12. Two teams kind of going in the opposite directions. But we think that if we can get this thing turned around with our young pitching staff, don't count the Indians out yet. Arcanum has a lineup that looks a little bit like this. Leading off, Logan. Go ahead, Spencey. Statsny.
Statsny. I don't have it in front of me, okay. So I don't know who you're talking about.
All right.
Sorry.
At shortstop is Bryson Sharp. Jackson Crist is catching, batting third. Batting fourth, cleanup hitter and first baseman, Brody Williams. Logan Todd plays left field, bats sixth. Cam Burke is DHing for Fry. He is batting seventh. Carter Rodehammel. How close is that?
Very close. Rodehammel.
Rodehammel, okay. Yep,
Rodehammel.
He's right fielder.
Had some Rodehammels over in Jake County. They own the Como Service.
Nope. Different family.
Yeah, different family. Same name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zach Ullery.
Ullery. Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's not bad. Yeah.
He's pitching. He's pitching tonight. Batting eighth. And Ian Baker Finch, center fielder.
Bats. I don't think that's who that is.
It's not?
I don't know who you're talking about. But
it's Ian Baker.
Oh, and there's probably a Finch in his yard this morning. So
could be very easy a Finch in his yard.
So, not that I saw
agree
it.
I with that. Indians lineup looks like this for Jerry Kaup. Ryan Post playing shortstop, and he's leading off. Kobe Wendell in center field, bat second. Riley Wills catching, batting third. Brock Dews is in the cleanup spot, playing third base. Big Dan Patch, first base, batting five. Batting sixth, Landon Post, second baseman. Dylan Evers is playing left field tonight, batting seventh. Derek Lochtefeld's DHing because Wyatt Benn is getting the ball today. The sophomore is getting the start. And Troy Homan, right fielder, batting ninth for Jerry Kaup. And your Fort Recovery Indians.
Am I looking out there and seeing John Shook?
John Shook is behind the plate tonight.
Behind the plate today?
Yep, it should be
awesome.
A good one. It is a beautiful day for baseball. Once again, are we the only docket on the schedule?
I don't know if we are. Maybe
only
are.
Game on the docket.
Only game on the docket, yeah. Are we?
Yeah, the girls canceled. I know that we were supposed to play at Marion tonight. That game has been canceled.
I saw them out dragging the field, and there's dust.
So where at?
Right here.
Well, we tarped it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Don't anybody else tarp their fields?
Apparently not. or they don't know how to do it, or don't know how to take them off. But
it's beautiful here.
Yeah.
A little breeze blowing in, 60 degrees.
Yeah, last week we had, we were playing, only game on the docket last week, and it was just like this.
We're joined by the Daily Standard sports writer because there's no other games around. So he says, I'll
Tom
come
Haynes.
Over for recovery. Haynes, he says, heck yeah, I'll come up here and sit with you guys.
Best game we got, I was going to say best game we got around, but St. Mary's or Salina could be playing.
Don't know. Salina has a turf, so they're probably
playing. I'm sure they're playing. Yeah,
Spence Indians coming off a tough one Saturday at Sydney in a game that you and
Rushi.
At Rushi in a game that you and Mr. Lefevre did and a couple tough ones, but Indians battled. They lost game 1-2-0 on a great job by Brock Deuce pitching. Just couldn't get a timely hit.
Yep, again. But we were putting the bat on the ball finally. We were putting it in play. And as simple as that sounds, we haven't done that for a while.
And in game 2, the Indians was ahead 5-3, but 2-5 and 2-6 spells doom for the Indians, and the Indians fall in game number 2-7-5 to the Rushi Raiders.
But we scored 5 runs, and that's more games than we scored total in the 8 before that. So
it's nice to see Daniel Patch back playing defense. He didn't play at all. I mean, he batted Saturday, but he's got some arm issues, and I guess Carroll said he couldn't go Saturday, and that puts a little wrench in old Jerry that. You know, you lose your. And we had Kendrick Wendell was out with strep, and he's not back in the lineup yet today. So We're going to take a break. Umpires are talking with the managers at home plate. We got the playing of the national anthem. We'll be back. Indian baseball.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become...
All right, welcome back to the field here. We're getting ready for the first pitch, Arcanum versus the Indians. Wyatt Benn, the sophomore, gets the ball for Coach Calton. And with the abundance of game the Indians have played and playing this week, we had to bring it... Ooh, there goes one over the backstop. Crazy bounce off the plate. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Hit the plate and went right over the press box. That ball's lively today.
Might be using a flubber ball.
Flubber ball. With, remember the guy who was in Flubber? Let's see how good you are. Dean Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Dean? He always had all them goofy movies. My show my age.
Yeah, well, yeah, thank but you. I you probably watched it when it wasn't in its first run. I saw it in its first run like when I was 10 or something.
Yeah, I would say I probably missed that episode. Yeah.
probably did.
Yeah, so.
Probably did.
Where's our sidekicks? Not here, the mayor. I think he has council meeting tonight. But
yeah, but he said he could do this, and if he had to leave early, he could. Council meeting's at 7:30. We're almost always done by that time.
I look for him to come roaring in here about 90 mile an hour sideways.
Yep.
Breaking, police chasing him.
Police chasing the mayor.
I hope they don't give him let him a warning either.
Yeah.
Hey, we're ready to go. First pitch, Logan Statsny leading off the third baseman for Randy Baker's 12-4 Arcanum Trojans. It's going to be important for Benny to throw strikes here early and get settled down. I think this is Chris Shawn's here from the Commercial Review.
Yep.
Taking a few snap shots. And here's the first pitch. Fouled. Hit Shawn's right in the head. We ain't that lucky. Whoa.
Here comes the mayor.
Just when we talk about him, the mayor shows up. Hello, good man.
Maybe you did see him sliding in sideways.
Yep. The 0-1 pitch. That's in the dirt, 1-1. 12-4, Arcanum comes in with a nice record. I know they beat Versailles, and we all know Versailles got a nice team down there, so my guess is that the Trojans are a pretty solid ball club. Indians need a W in the worst way. That's inside, 2-1. Indians back in action tomorrow. We are going to Versailles. Are you going down there, Mayor?
Yeah, I should be able to make it.
I always like going down there. That's fouled off the Indians' dugout. Probably going to be close to the old batting cage. 2-2. First batter of the game, 419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd love to give you a shout-out. Indian baseball on Full Recovery Radio. It don't get any better than that, boys.
I suppose we're the only one on the docket again. Look at our
That's
diamond.
What we talked about. Diamond looks great. Here's the 2-2 outside.
When they were dragging it, they had dust flying. They had it covered up. And can't believe nobody else is playing.
Did you help tarp it?
Yesterday? Nope.
Yeah. 2-2.
Nope. Talk to Jerry.
There's a line drive base hit center field. So leadoff single for the Trojans. Here's Bryson Sharp.
Now batting, Bryson Sharp.
Bryson the shortstop. MAC action back at it tomorrow.
We got White Bin on the mound tonight.
White Bin, yep.
Sophomore.
Brought him up from the JV squad.
A lot of baseball this week, don't we?
Yep. Throw over. Runner back. Patchett first. Posted second. Posted short. Brock Dews at third. Left field is Dylan Evers. Center field, Kobe. Troy out and right. Riley Wills doing the catching. There's a ground ball. It's a tailor-made two. Posty steps on the bag. Flips it to first. Pitcher's best friend. 6-3, double play.
Nice job, Ryan.
Absolutely. Nice job by Wyatt. Here's a left-handed hitter, Jackson Crist, catcher. I was watching this kid throw up. He has a torpedo of an arm. Yeah. Left-handed hitter. Lined us. Landed post at second base. Good job by Wyatt Bid. 1.5 inning in the books. No score from the fort.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, getting back here for the bottom of the first inning. We're going to have the top of the lineup, Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Riley Will. Indians' first three batters coming in here at 12-4, wanting to get off the old Schneid. Three up, three down there in the first inning, even though they got a base hit. Bobby did a good job here. We're going to try something different again tonight. We've been working on a lot of different hocus-pocus trying to get us a victory.
We had two different top three batters on Saturday. Ryan, I think, started off Riley, then Kobe, then Ryan.
This is the best popcorn I ever ate.
We're going to need some more popcorn, more water. I'm just completely parched and
my going down.
Sugar level.
They don't
down.
Have that. That's the last bottle of cold water.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Somebody forgot to restock after the last game.
Come on, Ryan Post. Lead us off here.
And he
takes
water.
That first pitch, and it's outside. You know, we're going to have to hit up our boy down there for some stats. He always gave them to us.
Tommy?
Yeah. Tommy G always gave us the stats. Actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Brock Deuce is our highest batting average, if that paper was right. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on and out towards
trouble.
Left center field. Center fielder going over, and he's not going to be able to try to make the catch. He slipped once. And Ryan Post going to start this game off for the Indians with a stand-up double.
Here we go, boys. Here we go.
Kobe Wendell.
They were putting the bat on the ball Saturday. Couldn't get ahead. Or they got ahead. Couldn't finish it off. But we were putting the bat on the ball finally. And it just felt good all day.
Always good to hear the old bat hit the ball. Kobe Wendell comes to the plate. I went to his graduation party yesterday. Had a great meal.
Wedding meal?
Wedding meal, drank a couple beers, hooted and hollered a little bit, made fun of some people, and hit the road.
Am I one of the make fun of us?
No. Who did I pick on yesterday? I picked on Buppy a little bit, but that's kind of normal.
That's normal.
Yeah. Jerome Mullenkamp.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a little bit. One ball, no strike to Kobe. Kobe squares around the bunt, lays it down the third base line. And this is going to be a tough play for everybody, and everybody's safe. So Kobe bunts it pretty hard down the line. Third baseman playing deep. Perfect bunt by Mr. Kobe. And Ryan moves over to third. Kobe to first. Back-to-back base hits to start this game out, folks.
And Riley Will. He had some nice contact on Saturday.
That's going to bring number zero to the plate here. The big center fielder today. Or is he playing center field today?
Catching.
Is he playing? Catching today? There's a rocket right past the third baseman. So the Indians start this game out with three singles. We score a run. Posty comes across to make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Tribe. Kobe over to second. Riley Will to first. First three batters, first three base hits, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate.
He's got Crazy Train for his walk-up music, so I like that.
I hate that song.
Crazy Train?
Maybe we'll play something by Barry.
Tries to bump everybody over, tries to get down the first base side, and gets it fouled.
I wouldn't mind some bread, baby. I'm going to want you.
Yeah, that'd be a nice, that'd be a really pepped up, walking up song. I figured you were going to be a Barry Manilow guy.
Bread, if I found your diary underneath the tree. I always liked that one.
Yeah, that'd be, you could slowly stroll up to the home plate.
Comes 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes a ball. Indians with a quick run here in the bottom of the first inning, taking a 1-0 lead over the, did you say they were 14-4?
12-4.
12-4.
Opposite us.
We got you. The third baseman way in now, ready for that bunt. He shows bunt again. This time he goes down to first baseline, stays fair all the way to the dirt, and goes foul.
Yeah, it just crawled right down that line. Not crawled, it raced down the line. But
so now Brock finds himself in a hole here. One ball, two strikes. Trying to help out the young sophomore pitcher, Wyatt Benn.
Well, let's get us a pass ball or something here so we can get the runner over to third.
Three popcorn left. You can't talk. You just took dumped it right in your mouth, didn't you? Here comes the 1-2. Quick play back over to second. Kobe back in there, no problem. Reds gave me a little bit of a scare yesterday. Score some runs, take a lead. Up 12-8. I leave, get to the graduation party, 12-12. Unbelievable. Ducey going to choke up, and he pops it up out towards the second baseman. Second baseman going out, right fielder coming in. Second baseman going to make the play for out number one.
Now batting number 66, Daniel Patch.
So that's going to bring our first baseman to the plate, Daniel Patch. With one out here in the bottom of the first.
I don't think Daniel made an out at Rushi on Saturday.
No kidding.
Because he didn't play.
He batted, didn't he?
He might have. I think he did a couple times. Yeah, come to think of it. Sorry.
Boy, it just drives Jerry crazy when you don't get the button down.
Yep.
And then you pop out. You're trying to play small ball. You're trying to get an early lead. You just don't fundamentally get it done. Come on, Patchy.
That's a rocket past the third baseman. He hit that square as can be. Here comes Kobe. Kobe's rounding third. Left fielder comes up with the ball, fires it in to no detail. Now we're going to have runners way off the base. Now run over to first. And Patchy's in there. Score over to third. Now it's getting past the third baseman. And here comes another run across the plate. So Riley Will's going to score. Crazy train of events that kind of got lucky for the Indians
because our
match was dead meat at first.
Our base running skills was not very good right there. We had Riley Will about 30 feet off second, and we had Daniel Patch halfway between first and second. First baseman goes back over to, or the catcher had the ball, goes over to the first baseman. Patchy luckily slides in there safe. Meantime, Riley takes off for third. First baseman throws it to third, gets past him, and then we score another run. So that
3-0, however you slice it up.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do with that. Bottom line is, we got Patchy at second, and that ball's hit hard on the screws out to the left fielder, landing post, first pitch, rocket.
But it's right at him.
Nice job, man. Hit that ball hard. Good job, Daniel Patch. Hit a rocket to left field.
Our guys have been hitting it. It's good, good, good.
So here comes Dylan Evers to the plate. 3-0 ball game here. Indians with a 3-spot with 2 outs and a runner at second here with Patchy out there. Derek Luckfeldt's going to DH for Wyatt. And that ball is hit on the screws. Dylan Evers taking one out to left center. Here comes Daniel Patch rounding third. He's coming hard home, and he's going to score easily.
Nice job, Dylan.
Wow, that's got to feel really good.
Feels like the first week of the season.
That's
got to
feel really good for Dylan Evers, I can tell you that.
This is great.
So that's going to bring another senior to the plate. Derek Luckfeldt, number 5. Number 8th batter of the inning here for the Tribe. That one's popped up and foul back out of play. Troy Homan on deck for the Indians in the 9-hole. Indians with a 4-spotter across the plate. I haven't seen 4 runs scored in an inning on the purple and white in a month.
Nope. Saturday we got 3-2. 3-1 inning and 2. I think
Perry Hall says, I'm listening while watching a thunderstorm and working from home with the worst full body sunburn I've ever had in my life.
Uh-oh.
Perry.
Full body, that means he's in the nude beach.
Well, do you remember him at the basketball games?
You remember
that? When he would come in there with that swimsuit. That's something
he didn't have a full body sunburn then.
That is something his dad would have done in a heartbeat. That ball gets away from the catcher, and Dylan's going to make it over to second. So now, Derek's got a chance to drive in the game's 5th run here. I used to laugh my butt off when he'd go to them games. I was about half embarrassed, and then I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Derek had a couple of really nice ones. I believe he put one in the left center field gap down at Rishi.
Well, he hit the purple monster last week.
Yep. He's been hitting the ball.
Dillon at second. Four runs across the plate. That one back to the screen. Derek gets a piece of it.
If that screen in turn hits me right in the belly.
Nah, you'd have caught that. It wasn't.
Belly shot.
Wasn't coming super hard.
Really?
You'd have caught that.
I'd have let it bounce right off my belly.
Shot right back out there like the Kung Fu Panda. Ooh, that one's going to get past the catcher, and now Dillon's going to move on to third on ball two. Went right through the old wickets there on number 22, the catcher.
Look, what grade's this catcher, my pitcher in? I would guess we got a youngster here at the mound.
Well, 22.
21's a pitcher.
Is catching, and he's a senior.
No, 21.
21.
Or he's a pitcher.
Okay.
And he's a senior also.
But I'm guessing he's nowhere near their number one on a non-league night.
Well, I'm sure they thought they weren't going to play ball. But Derek goes down swinging on strike three. But in the inning, Indians pick up four huge runs on one, two, three, four, five hits. We'll go to the top of the second. Indians got a 4-0 cushion.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenstart from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, we're back here. Inning number two. Indians with a big four spot in their half of the first inning, and it's Wyatt Benn. And Kappa, we've said it a million times. The inning after you score, let's shut them down.
Yeah, let's put the goose egg on.
There's popped up. I think the Indians might have a play. Daniel Patch.
It's going to be a tough play.
Riley Will drops the ball right in front of the Indians dugout.
Tough, tough play.
Well, that's Daniel Patch didn't even run over there. I don't understand that. I don't get that.
Wow.
I don't understand.
If he'd have been standing right beside him.
He could have caught it.
It would have popped right out of his glove right into
I do not understand that. And if I just can't, it just bewilders me.
Yep, they had plenty of time to just completely surround him.
Yep, yeah, I don't get it. Outside, one ball, two strikes. Just don't get her.
It's like giving them another out. Four ounces. Harder to get than three, isn't it?
That's in the dirt, 2-2. Brody Williams, Logan Todd, and Cam Burke.
Anything new in sports today?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. We got the OHSAA announced that got him looking. Nice job, Wyatt Benn. One up, one down. Here's Logan Todd. OHSAA announced that UD Arena will host the state basketball tournaments through the year 2024.
Good.
So that's a 3-year commitment. I like it. Boys and girls. So, I think they're going to a facility that wants them. You know, I don't think at the Schottenstein Center they were
They kind of just kind of
did it because they thought it was.
Butt. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. It's a strike. 1-1. One out here in the second. That one's outside. The death of Bobby Unser today. Calvin, you're a 500 fan. We is love Bobby right? Unser. Yep. Three-time winner of the Indy 500.
It's coming right up here, yeah. too. I saw Jimmy Johnson was going to try. Or is he trying Formula One?
He's
what
trying.
Is he, doing? Is he Indy or Formula One?
IndyCar.
IndyCar. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He's going to try to qualify.
2-2. Oh, just misses. 3-2. Sun breaking through a little bit.
Yeah, I think we got. It sounds like we got a little time here to play this game, and then that's inside.
Inside ball four.
The storms come back in tonight and tomorrow.
After, yeah, I think 70% chance of storms tomorrow. Here's Cam Burke. Cameron is DHing for the second baseman. Fry
cool, fresh bag of popcorn. See, now I'm gonna share my bag.
Carter Rodehommel on deck. Throw over, runner slides back. Wyatt Ben.
Football draft all over now. Did you get who you wanted? You happy with the Brownies or not?
Happy with the Brownies. How about you and a pack? How you feeling about Aaron Rodgers?
Packers got a running back. That Aaron Rodgers thing, I think that's just hocus pocus. I don't know anything about that, but
I don't think he's going anywhere either.
I don't either.
They did get a Buckeye. I've seen they got Josh Meyer, a center from Buckeyes.
What round did they
second
get in?
Round?
Second
That's
round.
A great pick. That's fouled back. Right in the B&B.
Well, and the
contract.
Packers went to. I believe it was Colts. Jeff Saturday played for the Colts there at the tail end?
Yep.
Yep. That's pretty cool that they let him snap a ball to.
Swing and a miss.
Before he retired, let him snap a ball to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, did he really?
They came over on the other side and snapped the ball.
Didn't know that.
Yep. Last snap of the game, last snap went to Aaron Rodgers and they took him out. Pretty cool.
1-2 outside, 2-2. Nice stop by Riley Will behind
Riley
the dish.
Got out there.
Two two, one out. Indians leading 4-0 here in the second inning. Trying to break an 8-game losing streak. Got him out the knees. Good pitch, Wyatt. So that's two outs now. The runner remains at second.
You know, we got some pretty decent arms coming here. You know, you look out there. Yeah, we're going to lose. Well, we'll have Brock back. Patchy back.
Oh, we'll have plenty of arms.
Yeah.
Troy.
Yeah, Troy, yeah. Wyatt.
Yeah, we'll lose Dylan, but that's.
There is a ground ball. Ryan posted short, slowly hit.
Go to first. You got to hurry. First.
No way he's going to get him. Base hit.
Yeah. Had to charge that ball.
Yeah, it was kind of knuckled out to him and wasn't hit hard enough. And Ryan didn't get a good beat on that either. Stuff to play. It's a base hit. Clean base hit. Here's Ullery, the pitcher, trying to help himself. Ian Baker Finch on deck.
Not Finch. Just
it could
Ian
be.
Baker.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm guessing he's a coach's son.
That's outside, ball one.
He might be the scorekeeper's daughter.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Might
Karen
be both.
Baker.
That one's in the dirt. Good stop, Willie. 2-0. The Indians should have been out of this inning already. But a pop fly. Zach Ullery.
They were kind of giving him an extra out this inning, anyway.
That one's in the dirt, gets away. Runners advance, second and third now. 3-0, come on, White. Come on, kid. Battle hard, buddy. Girls tournament draw. Girls softball tournament draw was held this Saturday, yesterday, and we'll go over all that. Looks like the Indians got the number 5 seed. They'll have to go through the number 4 team in the state of Ohio, the Lincoln View Lancers. That's low ball 4. So now they're loaded. And a number 9 hitter.
Not the first game, are we?
No, we play the Ridgemont.
Do we get to host one?
Yeah.
Good. I think Ridgemont is Gophers. Golden Gophers, I think. I believe we
played them in basketball this year.
Yep,
Jerry's
going
to go out and
Gophers.
Talk to his right-hander.
Wasn't the Gophers, was it? Let me think here.
There's one of them that we played those Gophers.
I think it might be the Gophers.
The Golden Gophers.
I think it was. I think I did that game with Jeffrey O that night.
Yep. Yeah, I heard a lot of people say it sucked.
What game?
The announcing.
Jeff's really good.
No, the mayor.
Oh. Jeff's not the mayor.
Oh, I didn't do stats.
Mm-hmm. All you did was stats? Didn't say a word.
Throwing a every now and then, you know?
Come back with something?
Mm-hmm.
Nice shot. Defense.
Actually, we played good.
Getting a
we
game,
beat
ref.
Them, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
They had two kids that came in that
were... two kids are good players.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz, or I'd have paid more attention.
Well, no, you started it.
Number nine hitter. Indians need to get out of here. Bases juiced. Ball low. Come on, Benny. Make him a hitter. Make him a hitter. Ian Baker, center fielder. My guess is Pappy's the coach. Over at third base, Randy Baker. There's a strike right down Broadway. Indians play Ridgemont on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. There's a fly ball center field. Kobe Wendell right there, and he gets it. Nice job, Wyatt. In inning, no runs, a hit to three left, through two, inning and a half. 4-0 Tribe.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Indians picked up a four spotter there in the bottom of the first. Four runs on five hits. We strand one in the first. And we'll move to the second here with Troy Homan, our nine-hole hitter. And then we'll roll back to the top with Ryan Post and Kobe Wendell. So could be another good inning here for the Indians. See once what old Troy boy can do here with the old bat.
Like to see Troy start hitting the old rock.
Yeah. Yeah, he started out, you know. I don't know if I'm sure he batted that one swing and miss, strike two. I listened a little bit, but I didn't hear him bat on Saturday. I don't know how he did on Saturday, but yeah, we need to get him steady Eddie. Ooh, tough one to take outside for a ball. There's a rocket down the first base line, right in the old cherry hop, right to the mid of the first baseman. And that'll go down as a three-in assisted.
Now batting, number 13, Ryan Post.
So that moves Posty back up here. Posty's led this game off with a base knocker. Double in the left center field. Came around to score the game's first run. That one's down in the dirt for a ball. So Tuesday we go to Versailles. Tomorrow night we're at Versailles. And then Thursday, that is a hard hit ball pulled right down the line. And Posty's going to stand on first, think about second, but no. So a couple base hits for Ryan Post.
Kobe Wendell.
And that's going to bring number seven, senior Kobe Wendell, to the plate. Kobe also one for one in the ball game. Had a single right behind Ryan. Scored Ryan and came around to score himself. Good first inning for the Indians. That one swung on out towards the center fielder pretty high. Center fielder coming over to make the play, and Posty's got to retreat back to first.
Now batting number zero, Riley Will.
So that's going to bring the catcher, Riley Will, to the plate. Riley also with a base hit come around to score in the first inning. Runner on first, two outs. Quick throw down to first, and I'm telling you, that was close. Good throw down there by the catcher. Got a big secondary lead. And got Mac in there in time.
For recovery announced, the commencements will be Sunday.
There's a hit and run. That's out towards the left fielder, and the left fielder comes up with it. So Riley Will hit another hard ball out towards left field, and that'll do it for the Indians here in the bottom half of the second. They got no runs on a hit, and we'll go to the top of the third. Indians up 4-0.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back. Top of the third inning, 4-0. Your Indians leading. It is the top of the order for Coach Randy Baker and the Arcanum Trojans. Logan Statsny, Bryson Sharp, and Jackson Crist. 1-2-3. Logan led the game off with a base hit, but was stranded in a double play the next batter. Here's the pitch from Benny. That's a ground ball in the hole. Tough play. Posty's going to field it, but no play. Clean base hit for Statsny. And he's 2-for-2. Here's Bryson Sharp. Bryson hit one hard right at the middle. Hit Posty. Ryan Post grabbed, stepped on a bag, and fired it to first for the double play. Shout out to Mr. Nick Twaits. Twaits, he found out his assignment this year. He's going to go to Lake Elsinore, California for Class A baseball, which is one step below the 10 caps. So hopefully, Calpy, by...
Wouldn't
that be neat to see old Nick up at Fort Wayne playing for the 10 caps?
That is an absolute drop everything, let's go.
Yeah, they had...
When he would be pitching, I think there'd be a few folks from this area going up to see him.
Yep. Runner goes, and that is rocketed in the gap. And ain't nobody getting that one. That one's going to go past Dylan and left. Statsny's going to come around to score. Here's the throw of the plate, and he is in there under the tag. That is a base hit. He goes to second on the throw home. And it's 4-1. Nice piece of hitting there by Sharp. He hit that ball around the screws, Calpy.
Yeah, hit and run was on, and he had a great jump off of first, obviously, it was going to be a tough play once it got past Dylan out there and left to get him at home.
Here's Jackson Crist. Jackson lined out to the second baseman, Landon Post, for out number three of the first inning. Good-looking player here, boys. Left-handed hitter. A lot of good baseball players come out of Arcanum right now. One of the best players at Ohio State. Connor Pohl lead him in home runs and just having a great career. And I'm sure Connor's going to play in the next level. That ball's low.
Couple local boys playing for the Buckeyes. They're doing a heck of a job this year.
Yeah, they're having a good season. Absolutely.
Young man there from Salina getting some unbelievable stats.
Seth Longsway.
Mr. Longsway.
1-0. That's ball inside. 2-0. John Schock.
You ever been to a Buckeye baseball game?
You know what? I have not.
Yeah, me neither. I've been past the facility. It looks cool as can be. Probably be fun.
Here's a 2-0. That's in the dirt. 3-0.
Well, Benny's got to settle down. He gets that guy on. He goes to the stretch and focus. You know, still got to throw strikes. Yeah, we got to watch that runner out there, but we still got to throw some strikes.
Yep, he was doing that earlier. Got to get back to that.
3-0. That's a strike at the knees on a curveball. Number 23, Wyatt Benn, Southmore. Worked with his mom, Holly. Sure, Holly's here, fired up.
Yep, right down below us.
Yep.
Looks like an Ohio State player transfers to...
Yep, the big center.
Goes to Bama. Ooh.
Oh, you're talking about wide receiver. Well, basketball player, we've got the transfer portal, too.
Jameson Williams.
It's funny, I never wide heard receiver. Of Jameson Williams, but he did catch one ball. That's ball four high. So the Indians now find themselves in a little bit of trouble here. First and second, one run in, nobody out. And Brody Williams. Brody struck out looking first time up, and that is probably going to be it, looks like, for Wyatt Benn, and we'll see who gets the ball here. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. Pitching change for Recovery Baseball.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, we're back here. Benny stays in. Jerry was out the last inning to talk. I'm really stupid. That ball is inside. First and second, nobody out to run in. Indians ahead 4-1.
Can you imagine Lucy how many Cal? People were shaking their head yes when he said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody out there listening.
Everybody out there listening. Yeah. Well.
Perry Hall. Fly ball in the gap. And Dylan runs it down. Nice job, Dylan.
Great.
And the runners run
running
back.
Catch. Man.
Good job, Dylan. That ball was hit hard in the gap. Dylan, the long legs, and he... Long stride, and he ran it down in the gap. I'd say it's probably a little mushy.
Has to be out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How much the gap?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Heard 12 inches.
12 inches of rain. Here's Logan Todd. Logan walked. Left-handed hitter.
Probably an exaggeration.
I would say we might have had a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow and Thursday, the track and field for the Fort Recovery track team, junior high and varsity teams go to Coldwater for the MAC meet, KSC meet, the track event. Well, I think tomorrow is the field events, the discus and all that, and then the running and is on Thursday, if I remember right. Maybe the relays and the... So if you get a chance, get over there and support your track team. I know there's a base hit center field. Runner got a late start. He's going to hold him up. And they got the force.
Force at second.
What happened there?
Kobe came up firing.
He charged it?
Yeah, he charged it, but that kid's got to be going on the,
I don't know. There was one out, but still.
He might have thought that Kobe had a chance to catch that and held up. Yeah. I wasn't watching him. Yeah. I just looked up. And
nice job, Kobe Wendell.
Yeah.
So that's a fielder's choice. We gun that cat down. So amazingly, two outs here. Runners on the corners. Out. Yeah.
Dylan with a great catch and Kobe with a great play.
Tremendous. We get out here with one run.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, I think that's going to
happen. Cam Burke. DH. Throw over, runner back.
Always makes me nervous and throws over to first when there's a runner at third.
Yes. Yes. I don't like
and
that.
And you change clothes in a phone booth. You ain't scared of anything.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. There goes a runner.
That is on B&D truck right there.
Yeah. Yep. Did you get your regular parking spot?
I heard some moving. That got somebody because I heard a ooh.
Nobody's looking up here.
One strike count, two outs. Top of the third. Indian baseball. There's a slow play. Tough Brock play, Deuce. Come Deucey. On, brother. Gets up, fires it. Got him.
Wow.
Brock Deuce, nice job. Daniel Patch with a stretch. In the innings, we'll give him a run on that.
Yeah.
On about a couple hits. And through 2.5, your Indians lead at 4-1.
Main Street Market always has great prices and great selection. And here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, back to full recovery here for the bottom of the third inning. Indians up by 3, 4-1. Indians going to go Brock Deuce, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post. First three batters. Deucey steps in there, takes that first pitch, knocks it foul for a strike. Second one comes in there low for a ball. So one ball, one strike count. Diamond dry as can be. Someone's outside for a ball. Oh, pitcher's in a coma right now. Catcher just threw right over, made him jump. nothing makes a pitcher madder than that. Coach got to be in a coma, too.
When I'm throwing ball to my grandsons and they fire one over my head, I'm going to kill them.
Yeah. That's inside for a ball. Three balls and a strike. So Big Laner's going to play T-ball next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to count on him. My Tuesdays and Thursday games.
Ooh.
Any road game, I could be up the creek. Like St. Mary's on the... Yeah, I don't know. That wall park, that's when it starts, Tuesday the 11th. We got a couple road trips coming up.
Yeah, good.
Oh, them are great B-dubs.
I'm due for a B-dub trip. We had one at Delphus. Me and Fee hit Delphus.
Hit the B-dubber?
Hell yeah.
Fee can't have me, so he loves B-dubs.
Why, you having gut problems or something?
He's eating white meat, not red meat.
Oh.
Look at his gut. You think he don't have problems?
Well,
he's lost like 40 pounds.
Well, white meat, chicken's white meat.
He's down to nothing.
Look at that.
Brock Deuce.
Brock Deuce takes that baby right over the shortstop's head for a leadoff base hit.
If I give an MVP to this team, through 16 games. That guy right there is my MVP, Brock Doos.
Bruiser must have pitched a hell of a game there on Saturday, too.
Yeah,
huh?
did Jerry was extremely well.
Jerry saves great.
Yes. He's.
This kid here is heating up. I know the last game, the Minster game, he had about three hits.
Well, he certainly can see the, you know, once he starts seeing that ball. You get in that zone, you know, Bobby, we've talked about it, how sometimes you get in that hitting zone and the ball comes in, looks about the size of a volleyball, and then once in a while it's the size of a pea. So right now he can see it coming in, and that's a good thing.
Nice crowd here tonight.
Oh, nice bunt down the first base line. Tough play for the pitcher. He's going to come up underhanded over to first, but a great sacrifice bunt by Daniel Patch.
Good job, Daniel. Exactly what he was supposed to do. Move that runner over.
Out. 1-3 in the old scorebook. Ducey down to second. Great sacrifice, and that's going to bring Landon Post, who hit one absolutely on the screws last time up. Left fielder never moved. Right at him.
How many people are
here? And there you go, boys. Landon Post can feel it right now. Here comes Ducey around third. A big throw coming into home plate, and he, geez, Pete's now. Dylan's got to be up there saying slide. Yep, Jerry's going to, here comes Jerry, going to come up and talk to Dylan right away.
That's exactly what he's going to tell him.
And he's going to say, dude, you got to be watching. Now, what are you doing? Absolutely, that's exactly what he told me.
He gave him the doubt. And, yeah.
Well, I don't understand it. You're a senior, and you don't know that?
Well, I mean, yes.
Easy to see why you're 4-12.
Absolutely, will not argue that right there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got to come up there. I mean, Ducey can't see the throw coming. He has no idea how close it is, so all he has to do is stand there and say, get down.
Yeah, the left fielder barehanded it. He's left-handed. He fired a rocket.
Man, it was a bullet. That was a big play. It was a, tell you what, it was too close, actually. If he slides, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But he comes in there standing up, and that makes your target a little easier to.
It was right on target and about 3 feet higher than ideal.
Absolutely.
Which isn't a bad throw from that far out.
How many people are here?
442.
I don't know what's on the other side of.
I have no idea.
First base dugout, but there's usually quite a few. But I, this is a big crowd.
We're over triple digits, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Not over triple.
Nope.
Well, I'm going out and count then.
I counted them. I just counted them.
How many people are on the other side of the third base or first base dugout?
I can see like eight.
Yeah.
So, and
you
I
got Billy B?
About, I think there's Billy B and two on him, and there's three sitting down there in a lawn chair. I got 97.
Ooh, we need a Ram Charger to pull in.
We need a Ram Charger, and maybe we can get.
We can count the officer. He came through. That one's popped up. Evers pops that one up.
Play.
Third baseman going back to make the play, and he does. So two outs now. Runners across the plate. 5-1 ball game. And that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld to the plate. Derek struck out. His first time up. Posty remains down there at second. He went to second on the throw home.
I see the athletic director down there, Mr. Brent Niekamp and Tony Stahl. Brent's winding up his athletic days as athletic director. Turns it over to Miss Holly Gann. Calpe, that's a great, great replacement.
Well, Holly is, she's just like Brent. Went through the system, went through school here, and knows everybody, and She'll do great. It's a tough job, I'm sure, but she'll work her tail off. That one swung on and hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder going back in a hurry, and he does. Derek Lochtefeld gets a hold of it. Left fielder playing deep enough to go back and track it down for out number three. So we're through three in the books. Innings lead 5-1.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. ACE is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wrangler ACE Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, here we go. Bobby, you got the book, my friend.
16, 20.
Bobby's
20.
We're in a fight right now.
See, the first two bleachers, there's 26 people. You want to count them right here? Count.
I counted 30 from that bleacher, from that dugout to this bleacher. There's 20 here and 50.
Six.
There.
You're saying there's 20 people here?
Yeah.
There's
five. Maybe 18, but there's 50 10, in these two sets of bleachers. 15.
There's 18 here.
Okay, and there's 32.
Ooh,
standing.
Rocket right back up to Wyatt.
That buzzy old tower.
Man, oh man, that thing came back to him in a hurry. Base knock right there for the. I have no idea. It's your book.
Oh, I'm on this one?
What? Yeah. See, we're trying to get things straightened down here.
Oh, we don't.
We're battling over.
No, there's Olery, the pitcher.
We don't care about that. We need to know how many people are here. But it's a good crowd. That's the main thing.
I'd say we're right there at that triple digits, if not.
Ball is a strike on the corner. Game's been playing for 12 minutes.
My wife asked me about that. I said, I don't know. It's always 12.
Don't even know either.
Yep. It used to be, I think, 13 or 15, and somebody figured out they were pushing buttons, and it went to 12, but they don't know what they did to get it to anything else. There's a timer on the scoreboard, and nobody knows how to run it or how to get the...
Wouldn't that be neat if the athletic director would actually call somebody to look at that?
We should be able to figure something out.
I mean, you would think.
That way we would know how long we played. We could look up there and say, that game lasted 1 hour.
And a game that took 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, I like that one.
Yep.
Or you just look at your clock when we start.
We got an
hour. Why? It's right there. Why have it on there if it ain't working?
I'm with you. I'm with Bobby on this one.
Thank you, brother. In the dirt. 3-1. Come on, Benny. Come on, kid. Top of the fourth. Indians lead 5-1.
Had our first golf. Yeah, it is muggy. We had our first golf match yesterday. Didn't go so good for the mayor.
Hey, we got pork nachos. Strike on the corner.
Usually works out.
Yeah. Full count.
Let's go right
first. The pitcher trying to help himself. Fouled back.
Windy out there today and yesterday. Jeepers.
Oh, my.
Man, we're battling the breezes.
Not bad now.
Nope.
A little breeze coming in from right field. Humidity about 700%.
It is thick.
Got flies on my eyelids. Like we're living in a swamp.
Let me splash water on you.
Please. That's ball four low. First two have reached here.
White's got to settle down here in the fourth inning. We don't want to let him back in here.
Nope.
Here's Ian Baker. Look for Big Ian to put the bunt down here.
Nice thing was is they scored one.
Here comes Jerry's annual inning visit.
Yep. Here comes his visit. You are correct, Bobby. When the big thing was we scored one after they scored one in the third. We come back up, knock one in the home plate.
He's going to take the ball, and he's going to bring a kid from the dugout. Who is a Bo 10 coming in or not?
Could be. Nope.
Nope. It is.
Another young freshman coming out here. Who is that?
Deuce. Can't think of his first name.
I like his uniform.
Nick Deuce's son. Yeah, it's a JV.
A kid off a JV basketball team.
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of his first name.
He throws hard.
Uh-huh. Let me think.
Well, I saw him yesterday, and I said hi to him. Just called him by name.
He
if you do the alphabet JV thing, you'll do it. A, no. B, C,
D. You want to take a break and then we can think about it?
We'll get it. Plenty of commercials. G, H, I, J, K.
We're going too fast.
What'd you say?
Is it Alex doing
fast? Yes.
You started off at A and you just went right on by.
Why he went so fast? With an E.
He was in supersonic mode with the alphabet. I was still going through Adam.
Get the kid a uniform.
It's his JV uniform.
And he was on B, so then I went to Billy, Benny.
I wonder if you're allowed to do that.
I don't know.
If I'm Arcanum, I'm protesting.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
If you can't have the same color uniform, can't play.
Give me some slack.
Hey, in or out?
I'm out on that one.
Protest.
Protest on
Randy Baker.
Get a fisticuffs duel out there. Just go at it.
Alex Dews off.
It's been a couple games since we had a good knockdown drag out up here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's starting one right now with the uniform.
Fee said this kid throws hard. Fee says that he's going to be a good pitcher, so we'll find out.
He comes into
a tough spot, first and second. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning.
Got a curveball.
Got a little wrinkle.
He's
Alex good, with an E.
Pretty nice kid.
Yep.
No, it's not with an E.
Today it is.
Not even at the
end. Well, he was already up to the K, so it's Alex with a K.
I would have got it. A couple more.
Third time through the
alphabet.
How
do we know Haynes knows what the hell he's talking about?
Because he's right. As soon as he said it, I knew who it was, because I called him by name yesterday.
I do not believe Tom Haynes for a second. He's a notable liar.
Really?
All right, we're ready to go here.
Thomas Haynes.
There's no way you're going to make council meeting tonight. What time's the meeting?
7:30. I will make it because I will leave.
Hey, I got this thing on my Facebook.
Yeah,
this is interesting. See what you think of this. The Fort Recovery Police Department says mow your grass and move your cars. We're going to start finding them.
We did change a few things as far as zoning.
Yep.
So, I don't know about to move the car things. Obviously, he must have some that he spotted that hasn't moved for a while.
Yeah, but I think it's technically 3 days or 5 days or something, and there's lots of them around that have been around.
Ball outside.
For a while, let's call it.
I'm talking to the mayor. He knows the rules, not you, Neil.
I'm also the planning commission that's writing the zoning rules.
What?
Yeah.
Spencey's on a lot of things. He gets around.
Oh, for the love of God. That's ball outside. 2-0. He's on the planning commission?
Yeah, usually I just Calpe and Lori and Joe Heitkamp say, I go, yep.
Yeah, but it takes you like 4 hours to say yep. You go through that conversation. You know how Neil can get on something once in a while? And he gets the, and finally it's like, all right. And he says, yep, I'm in.
3-0. Dude, he's aiming. Turn her loose, big fella.
Hope they're putting it all in the minutes.
Now batting Logan.
Now they're loaded and top of the order.
Nobody can keep up with your stuttering on that in them meetings. Nobody keeping up with that. Randy's trying, and Randy, he's over there, and he's playing connect the dots.
Here's the top two.
We're in trouble.
Bases loaded.
Come on.
Logan Stats near the plate. Logan's 2-for-2, hit 2 rockets so far. There's a strike on the corner. Good job, Doozy.
Let's go, Alex.
Well, I'm sure he's a little bit tense.
Oh, yeah. Infield in. We're coming home. Interesting philosophy.
Ooh. That was really close.
Best pitch he's had so far.
Would have liked to seen that one called a strike.
Number 4, Alex Deuce, according to Tom Haynes. We're not sure yet.
That's right.
The 1-1. Fouled back. Good job, Doozy.
That one, I think, hit the porta potty.
Well, tomorrow night we'll probably have Dylan. Dylan usually does our Tuesday night games.
Yep.
And then we'll probably have Troy maybe come in relief if needed. Brock pitched Saturday. Who else pitched Saturday? Bo Diddley?
Bo came in relief.
That one hit something hard.
Yep.
That was an ooer. Two oohs and an ah out there, I heard.
I need some dirt. Got any?
Around your cement?
Yeah, I need a bucket full.
If I got a bucket of dirt, just
That's the line to Kobe in center, and it drops in there for a base hit. Throw on to everybody safe, and their loaded RBI single. Logan Statson.
Or a skid loader bucket.
Skid loader bucket. 5-2. Now your score.
Now batting, Bryson Sharp.
Bases remain loaded. Still nobody out.
If I get it, can I just dump it right on your new cement?
Just power right on there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what Jody would do? Jody, I got your dirt.
I pitched a strike. Indians trying to get out of here with limited damage. 5-2 the score. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Inside. 1-1.
Go, Alex.
I just bring her a bunch of clods about the size of bowling balls.
She loves
a whole bucket of them. Here, you bust them apart, you'd have more.
Yeah. Get her a sledgehammer so you can knock them down a little bit.
Ground ball could be two. No, they're going to come home. Posta gets the force out at home.
Nice play.
So good job. The bases remain loaded. Boy, that's a tailor-made double play.
Now batting, Jackson.
Home to first?
No. If you went left, give it the run up. Hey, we'll get out. We'll take the out.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Stop the run. Didn't let the run score.
Here's Jackson Crist.
If they were back.
Fielder's choice. Yeah, right.
If they were back. They were too in. Far too in. Yeah.
We'll do it again, boys. We'll take another grounder. Left-handed hitter. He walked last time up.
I was glad Riley didn't throw it to first because I was nervous about that throw.
Fire one down
there. Yeah.
You hate throws to first.
Not all the time, but...
Fly ball, center field, Kobe coming in. Got it. Too shallow. Good job, Kobe Wendell. Good job, Alex Dews. Bases remain loaded. We get out of here on a scoreboard,
yeah.
Right? We're going to fun.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, it's a good thing Kobe caught that ball out there. Dylan was coming over, and I think he was calling for it. But if he catches it, he's got to turn and fire. That scores a run.
Could.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, it was a great job by Kobe to call him off and take that and fire it in.
Here's a cleanup hitter, Williams. Strike. Good job, Doozy. Settling down. Settling in there.
Yep. Throwing some pretty nice pitches right now.
5-2. This was a bases loaded, nobody out situation. Doozy come in. Fly ball center field. Kobe Wendell says, I got her, boys.
They run into each other.
And they run into each other. But
they catch it.
I think Dylan got
it. Hey, we'll take her. Yep. In the inning, one run. Couple hits. Bases juiced after 4.5. 5-2 Indians.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'll tell.
Good luck, Indians.
There's some great stories about old Bobby Kessler. We got a new pitcher on the mound, Nate Kessler, sophomore here for Arcanum. And of course, we have no idea of relation, but we figured it was Bobby Kessler's great-grandson.
Yeah, great.
So we got talking Bobby Kessler stories up here in the old press box, and he was one of a kind. And Tom Weigel used to tell some fabulous stories about Bobby, too. He'd take him to Little Brown Jug. They'd go to the horse races.
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Tim Kanapke say took him home one time, and Bobby's wife was Cordunia. What was her
Cordula.
Name? Cordula.
Yep.
And Bobby got out of the van. Tim had one big conversion van.
Yep.
Got out of the van. Tim dropped him off, turned around in the parking lot, headed back out. He parks it back at Smitty's.
Yep.
Bobby's on his ladder on the back of the van.
And I've heard plenty of times people have said that they'll drop him off at home, turn around, go back uptown, find a place to park, go in. He's got beer half gone.
Oh, man, that was
a classic. Can you imagine pulling in and seeing that guy hanging on your ladder?
Absolute classics. All right, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Troy Homan up to the plate. And then we're going to roll back to the top. Ryan Post and Kobe Wendell. Indians up 5-2. Be nice to put another spot right back on them. Every time they score, let's pound them again. Keep that four-run lead. Torboy whacks at that one. Takes him out of the play. Billy B's never looks so comfy over there on his chair.
Look at that. Yep.
Got his shorts on, feet up on the edge of the
Probably commando.
You don't think?
I would be.
Why do you have your binoculars, Bob?
That one's way outside. Good eye by Troy. One ball, two strikes. I think he's down there, Free Willy.
Yeah.
Free Willy, old Bill. Airing the boys out. Here comes the one ball, two striker. Oh, pulled the string on him. Troy gets away. Catcher gets away from the, and he throws him out at first. So, strikeout swinging by Troy.
Number 13, Ryan Post.
Only the second strikeout for the Indians today. We have yet to reach on a base on balls. And we roll back to the top. Number 13, the senior. 2-for-2, Ryan Post. Huge gap out in right center. And then Posty takes it over towards the shortstop. Shortstop backhands it, fires it over to first. Great play. One of the best plays I've seen here by the shortstop on a left-handed batter.
Now batting number seven.
Posty hits it just a little bit weaker. That's no doubt base hit, but hit it on the screws. And nice backhand by the shortstop. Plants his foot and fires to first. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Nice curveball right there. Comes across the plate for a strike. Froze old Kobe. Five-two ball game. Indians up by three. That one swung on and flying out towards left center field. Left fielder comes over and makes the play. Three up, three down. Nate Kester comes in, the sophomore, gets us in a hurry. So four in the books now. Indians up 5-2.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
All right, top of inning five, Indians and Arcanum, Tribe leading 5-2. It is 5-6-7, Todd Burke and Rhoda Hommel. Doozy come in the last inning, did a fabulous job for Jerry Kemp, got out of a big jam. Indians would love to see this boy take it to the limit and get a W, no doubt about it. When you get in this part of the season, The arms run a little short, don't they, Calpy? And I think that the Indians are looking at that now because the weather's been nice, playing a lot of baseball.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, yeah, we do have arms. They are young, you know.
Yeah.
And so we got kids to put out there on the old bump, but they're not super experienced, and this is great for them, really. Great.
Yeah, right, because we're 4-12. Let them pitch, see what we got.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to make a difference when it comes to our draw in the sectional and
Yeah, we're going to be traveling baseball season, but I ain't scared to play anybody. Well, got him looking. Nice job, Trent. Alex Dukes.
The neat thing about it is that we know we can hit. I mean, we watched us hit. We went through one hell of a slump. And maybe, just maybe, the way we're hitting the ball, carry it over for a while.
I like your thought. Swing and a miss.
Man, he's got a good curve.
I'm telling you, kid's got some arm there. Neil Spencer doing the engineering today.
Spencer broke out the Hawaiian shirts.
He did bring one out today. Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal? Just something changed.
Nice day.
It's nice.
And he's clipping his fingernails.
I'm Barry Pugh.
Yeah, I got a...
Got a hangnail?
Yeah, I got one snagging on
just
everything.
Just missing. One ball, two strikes, one out.
I, after the graduation party last night, went over to my sister's in St. Mary's at the lake.
Yes.
Had some smoked ribs.
Ooh, baby. There's foul at the plate.
What'd smoked you have ribs.
She had baked tater
smoked or? Ribs, and she had some the green beans when they're kind of crispy.
Oh yeah, I'll eat those. I like green beans like them. Like you can get them at like
Chinese places.
You can Chinese also get them at a place in St. Mary's.
Deep fried?
Yeah.
Like the
what's the name of that place? The pizza place.
Beer Barrel.
Beer Barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I had a couple of them a couple weeks ago. My wife likes them, too. I do like them.
And I hate green beans. Outside, 2-2 just misses.
When I was in grade school, that was the only thing that I could not get off of my plate in the cafeteria.
Couldn't get them down?
Couldn't do them soft green beans.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
That ball, he hit a foul ball, come up on the plate, and come up and hit him right in the face. He's walking her off. Coach is coming in, say, shake her off, Big Daddy. John Schock does what he does. He walks off and says, let's see.
Make how you sure doing there, you take 11. Your time. Trainer comes out.
Cam Burke.
Looking at him.
Looking at him. That one might have cut. That might have put a little cut in the old eyeball. I think it did.
You're looking at some blood there, but I don't.
Jill Snyder, the Indians trainer. And that girl, folks, I tell you what, she doesn't miss a Fort Recovery event. We're lucky to have her around.
She's keeper, ain't she?
She is. She's been to... I ain't seen her miss anything for 3 years, and she's a good one, absolutely.
I asked her, like, when you and Fear are doing the basketball games over there, if a ball would come over and hit you guys, would she tend to you? And she said she didn't think that that was probably possible.
Really?
Yeah, she said anything on the scores table. She said, I think them guys could take care of themselves.
No, I think we're part of the team.
Well?
The referee tells us that all the time when we yell at him and give him the finger, you're part of the team. All right, the kid's back in. Good job, Logan. Cam, hope you're all right, brother. 2-2. Swinging a miss. He couldn't see it.
I was going to say the same thing. He beat me
Poor
to
guy.
It. He had no chance.
He all swelled up.
He had no chance.
He's just happy either.
Yeah, he's mad.
Here's Rodahommel. Carter is 2-for-2. Two singles and scored a run. Left-handed hitter. Johnny Bench, number 5. Doozy has settled in, folks. He's got a nice arm activity. He's got a nice little rhythm.
And he's got a couple different slots, too, I noticed. And I don't know if that's the difference in his curveballs or I've kind of watched him throw. And sometimes he's right over the top. Sometimes he's about three-quarter. And
0-2, good pitch.
We'll have to watch, see if when he comes over the top, if that's his Uncle Charlie.
He throws hard. I bet he's a mid-70s.
I'd say he's thrown in the 70s, yeah. He's a freshman, right?
0-2. Little low. I don't know what grade he is. Anybody know?
I think he's a sophomore.
Hainsey, you know?
We have no idea up here. Neil doesn't have us prepared for things.
He's got everything. He's got everything we need right here.
He's a freshman. Outside. 2-2. Two of balls, two strikes, two outs. 12 minutes the game's lasted.
12 minutes.
You know, every game. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strikes out the sign, the young freshman. In the inning, three up, three down. Through four and a half, your Indians lead 5-2.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, here we go. 3-4-5 coming up for the Indians in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I like my brat kind of well done. I like a crunch on it.
Do you like the Italian ones, a little spice to them, or you like?
I do. Butthole don't.
Yeah. You like them on Tuesdays. I eat them on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
How about the cave burgers? You know, we were talking about the
Kiwanis burgers.
Yeah. So I laugh every time I think about that. That one's outside. Riley takes that one outside. Two balls and a strike. Harrison would go over and he would run and have them cave burgers at cross country and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow. Normal night, a couple bucks, you know, give him something after he gets done running. But when it was K-Burger time, he needed a 20-speeder because the kid could eat K-Burgers like nobody's business. Loved them things.
They did say them were good.
That one's high, ball three.
I think Maury Crone was the guy who ran the K-Burgers.
Very well could be.
You know, it's just,
I'm sure he had something to do with it.
It's just a typical, you know, picnic burger or whatever. But, oh, Riley chased ball four.
Yes, he did.
Had a 3-1 count. Hitter's pitch. And
Tom Kaiser and his lovely wife and dog driving through on a golf course. Tom Kaiser is a champion. He works for the town.
Big tease of Moan Skeeter. Here comes a 3-2, the payoff. That one's popped up, and that's going to hit Tom Kaiser right on top of the old golf cart. No, he's safe.
Look at the dog.
The dog run out and retrieve it and bring it back to him.
Classic. Come on, Riley. Hang in there now. That one is a
rockabilly beat.
Right over Billy's hood of his truck.
Scrambled his eggs.
Yeah.
That's all the way down to
Marv Collins' yard.
All the way down to Marvy's shed.
Marv better spray for his old dandelions.
Somebody heading out to get the old ball. Here comes the pitch again. Swinging a miss. Got him. Riley with a great at bat.
Yeah, he did. He hit some hard balls there.
Nothing to show for it, though. Strikeout swinging. Third strike out of the game now for the Indians, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Deucey with a single last time up.
Bill and Mindy Gates getting a divorce.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she knows he's an idiot.
Probably. She finally figured that out?
She probably, here's your settlement. Here's $1 trillion.
Yeah. I'll keep the other $3 trillion.
There's a ground ball over to second baseman. Second baseman comes up with it. Fires over to the first baseman, and Deucey goes down. 4-3 in the book. Do you have a trivia question today, Bob? If you do not.
I do not. I didn't look one up.
I do.
Okay.
Today's trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Ryan struck out a father and son duo. Like Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
How many dads and sons
did Nolan Ryan strike out in his career?
Great question. Great question.
I think I saw this, but I don't remember the people, but I think I remember the number.
Ooh, that's inside. Apache for a ball.
Boom, boom. How many sets of
fathers and sons did Nolan Ryan strike out in his career? Nice curveball coming across the plate.
So now, do you know the names of the
players? I know some.
Okay. So that means there's quite a few.
I know. Well, I'm going to give you the ABC. A4.
Okay.
B7. C11.
Father and sons. I think 11's too high. I'm going to say 7. That's
two balls, two strikes here at Apache. That one's popped up foul over towards the right field line. First baseman making chase, but I think it's just a smidgey over. Takes a couple branches off the oak tree.
Yep. When it hits a tree, it's out of play.
Down by the old oak tree.
Did you get to see, Gomer, did you get to see the Kentucky Derby?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw it on TV. They wouldn't let me in.
About 50-some thousand, they said. Here comes a 2-2 to Patchy. Ooh!
Whoa.
High cheese right across the old nostril, but Patchy gets her back just in time.
Shaved his mustache for him.
Bryce Harperty.
Well, yeah.
I
thought the answer was 3, so I'm going to say 4, but that Bubba picked 7, I picked 4, and it's probably 11. So
that one's fouled off. Patchy hanging in there. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll come back. We'll have the answer here in the next inning.
Anybody's listening, if you know the answer, shoot me a text.
For a Snickers bar.
Frozen or soft?
I like frozen.
I do too.
I got to work them things over a little bit and all on them. Feel like a dog on a bone.
Yep.
That's outside. Nice job, Patchy. Base on balls. First walk of the game given up by the Trojans, and that's going to put Patchy down at first. Landon Post steps in there. He has hit the ball as hard as anybody on this team in this ball game. He hit a rocket out to the left fielder first time up, and last time he hit one rocket right down the third baseline. And he steps in there, and I can about picture another rocket. This kid's got a little bit of a tail to his pitch. I don't know if you noticed that, Bobby, but his ball actually comes into these right-handed batters.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some velocity. He's got him up pretty high right now. Here comes the pitch. That one's outside.
Posty's had some good rips today.
He's got a good eye. He's seen it right now, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. You put the bat on the ball very well on Saturday, as did just about everybody on the team, son.
Landon's had a good season.
Yeah, here comes a 2-0. That's inside, ball 3. So Kessler getting a little bit shaky with his control out there. Got the first 2 outs. Now all of a sudden finding the plate's difficult.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that trivia question. Taking all away.
Taking all away for a strike.
Buddy Bell and his boys, got to be one of them. Buddy Bell? Bells? I'm thinking the families here.
Yeah, I don't think there was the Bells.
Really? How about the Alomars?
Alomars. There's a rocket.
That away.
Another base hit by Landon Post. Right between the third baseman and shortstop. He's 2 for 2, folks. 2 for 3, I should say.
Now batting number 28.
How about?
So Patchy moves over. That's hit number 9 for the Indians. Dylan Evers steps into the plate.
We're getting ready to go.
I can look it up, I think.
I think we're getting ready to go into double-digit hits here, boys.
Griffey's got to be.
Griffey as well.
Yeah. This fly is just driving me crazy.
Plus he's big.
He's monster, ain't he?
Yeah, he's on your shoulder.
I think it's Bumblebee.
Should have lights on his wings. He's so big. That one swung on by Dylan out to the right fielder. Right fielder looks like he's going to be able to make a play on it, and he does for out number 3. In the inning, we get a couple of runners on a base hit and a walk. Nothing to show for it. We're through 5 in the books. 5-2 Indians.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are we back on?
Now batting.
Yep. Now batting. 8-9. Nope. Let's go with, 8-9-1. Ullery, Ian Baker, top of the order. Stats me. Indians leading 5-2. Trent Dews, Alex Dews, Trent's brother, is the pitcher.
I don't think that is Trent's brother.
You don't know that. Do you know the whole family?
I can't remember all the names of one of them in Trent.
Ground ball, shortstop, Posty. Good hopper. Fires it across, and he gets him. One up, one down. For Arcanum's sixth inning.
Ian Baker.
Here's Ian Baker, center fielder. He's flew out and walked. Number 24. Got his uniform a little dirty. Mom's going to have to do a little laundry tonight.
He might do his own.
Arcanum comes in 12-4, having a great season in the cross-country conference. Always like playing those guys down there. Arcanum's got a great town, great facilities. Yep. Like playing their good people down there. We have a good relationship with the Arcanum people.
Yep, and their athletic director treats us very nicely.
You have no idea who their athletic director is.
Okay.
3-0. Come on, Doozy. Come on, kid.
Doozy back out there on the mound, yeah.
I think he's going to get a chance to finish this bad boy. Well, the grandma's getting animated down there talking. God love her. Beautiful night at the ballpark, folks. Overcast skies, a light breeze, just a beautiful evening. That is a changeup or a Ephus pitch.
The old Ephus.
I was going 26.
That strikes a lot of people out.
Yeah, it does. 3-1, one out. That went right through the old wickets of catcher Riley Will for a strike. That's an automatic ball if you can't catch it. Full count. Neil Spencer, the engineer. Dave Kalp, my partner. Tommy Haynes from the Standard. And myself, Bob Stogler. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Doozy.
Nice.
Good comeback. Doozy's now struck out 4 of the last 5. Top of the order, this guy ain't striking out. He's 3-for-3. Scored a run. Lead-off hitter. Kid can play. Foul back off the purple wall. John Schock, old John behind the plate. John's been doing baseball umpiring for 71 years. John in his 90s now. Outside, 1-1.
He's been...
I exaggerate.
Yeah, he's been umpiring as long as I can remember, I can tell you that.
And he's very good at it. He's one really of the great guys.
He really is.
We kid because we love him. Got it on the corner. One ball, two strikes. I got a fly in my head.
Get him.
Activity in the Trojan bullpen. Big number 45 down there. Who's 45, boys?
pretty busy looking up my answer to my...
We don't have a 45 on the varsity or JV roster.
35.
That is Brody Williams.
Brody Williams warming up. I should ask Tommy Haynes. He knows everything going on. Neil has no clue. If Haynes ain't here, we'd have no idea what's going on.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's right.
0-2, two outs. Indians leading 5-2, Lucy Kalp.
She did hear us the other night.
Did she?
Yeah.
Fouled towards the Indian dugout.
She wasn't real proud of us.
Wasn't she? She hates us.
She.
My wife don't listen to us either. She says we're stupid. I don't get it.
That's what most people like about us. They all know they're smarter than we are.
Here's the 0-2.
Shake their head.
Outside for a ball.
Good I'm not going to find my answer to that, but I know I saw it on this.
You baseball. Don't know the answer to the trivia question?
I do know the answer to the trivia question.
Well, then what are you looking up?
I was trying to find all the
names.
Dads and the sons, yeah.
Line drive, may have yourself a day, Mr. Stastny. 4-for-4, base hit right field. Clean hit. Here's Brian Sharp.
The answer. And Bobby, what did you say?
I said 7.
And you're thinking that's your final answer?
I said 4 because I was thinking
Spencer
it was 3.
Says 4. The answer is 7.
7.
Good ding, job, ding. Bobby.
Snickers?
I get you one.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Frozen?
Can be, but it'll take a day.
All outside.
Probably only take 5 or 6 hours.
Joe Morgan to the plate.
Stop by his house about midnight. Get to him.
Hey, you know what I did last night? I went to chat to your favorite store, Neil. Casey's. And I wanted to get a pop, a frozen pop. Like a little fountain pop. And they had Cracker Barrel chunks of cheddar, hard cheddar cheese.
Mm.
Yep.
99 cents.
I'm a cheese fan.
I am too. I don't have any cheese at home. There's a ground ball short. We're going to come. Oh, darn it, doozy. Threw his wickets, and now first and second. Mm. That is an E5.
Now batting.
Doozy don't make many errors, folks.
Nope.
Getting ready to fire that one before he had it.
Yeah, here's Jackson Chris, number 3 hitter. Jackson 0-for-2, lined out, flew out, and walked.
Let's just get the batter here.
Two outs, we're all right here. Yep. Let's make him get two hits like Bobby always says.
Yep.
Knock it down. Left-handed here. That's a good-looking bat. Blue bat. Blue and gray. Good cut.
Don't work very good.
He's hitting this out. Nice job. This game's tied, folks.
No, it's not. Alex is going to get him here.
Ooh, right back on the screen. Spells his name J-A-X-S-O-N. Jackson. Kind of like it.
Jackson.
Unlike Jackson Hobbs, who I really don't like.
That was C-K-S-O-N.
Yep.
0-2, two outs, runners at first and second. Fly ball, center field Kobe says, I got her, boys. And he does. Nice job, Doozy. In the inning, no runs, a hit, two left. Through 5.5, your Indians lead at 5-2.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Have you tried?
sure to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Max Venable.
All right, here we go. We're back. Getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Yep. Indians clinging to a three-run lead. Yep. Bobby looked up how many father-son duos played in the Major League Baseball, and that's a number that I would never have guessed, folks.
I had to guess double digits.
Yeah, 248 father-son combos.
It's crazy.
And we can think of two.
Yeah.
The Griffies and the Alomars.
Well, Buddy Bell's played with everybody.
Alou.
Yeah. The Alous.
Probably a few Alous. There's 10 of those, you know.
Well, there's one guy with the Reds right now, or he was, Cam Bedrosian. His dad was Steve Bedrosian, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, so played, but not played like...
Together.
Yeah.
Made to Major Leagues.
Made to Major Leagues. That makes... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Derek Lockfeldt, leadoff man, and he hits an absolute bullet right past the third baseman with the first pitch and says, take that, folks. I'll be down at first if anybody needs me.
If anybody needs me.
We need him, but we don't need him at first. We need him at home plate in about two or three batters.
I'd like to play a little add-on right here. You know that?
Amen, sir. Brother.
Yep.
Bo Tin's going to step to the plate, batting in place of Troy Homer.
We got a wild one.
Yep.
We got somebody down there warming up. Riggsy trying to catch him. Can't do it.
Yep. I can't see through
can't
the pole.
Can't see who it is either. Whatever it is, it was a rocket. Chuck Esler called and said, hey, I apologize. You were right. It's four pitches for the average baseball in the major leagues.
No, I doubt that.
That just can't be.
Hey, let's just give a shout-out to Ryan Tin and Kerry Shane and the Lady Indian softball team as they got the number 5 seed in the tournament coming up playing, and they will host the Ridgemont Golden Gophers, according to Calpe and Spencer. I had no idea who they were. And we play them on Tuesday at 5 o'clock on the, looks to me like, was on my glass with me, the 19th.
So 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think there was already a game scheduled, so that'll obviously be either dropped or...
We're going to play our tourney game, postponed or rescheduled.
Yeah.
And then we would play at Lincoln View if we win, the number 3 seed. Minster gets the number 1 seed, Rob Helmgarten's team. They got a nice ball club up there as normal. Crestview number 2, Lincoln View 3, Parkway 4, Indians 5. So there's top 5
seeds. We'd be Parkway, and I think, didn't we hold our own with Lincoln View, too?
Both, we lost to Crestview and Lincoln View 4-3. Okay. Both those teams.
We're all right. It's inside. 3 balls and a strike to Bo Tin. Big Bo down there. He was showing bunt, wanting to work that guy over. Now he's got a hitter's count here. We'll see once what Coach Kalp does. He did not show bunt this last time up. Last pitch. This time he does not either, and that's ball 4. Comes in on him.
Set. Puts him on first and second. So nobody out.
So Derek Lockerfeld, he'll sneak over to the...
In my side of town.
Second hole out there. That's going to bring our top of the lineup. So we get the 8-9 batters on, and we roll back to the top. So it'll be a good time to get a couple runs here and get some hits string together. Posty coming in 2 for 3.
Got to go to Decatur. Now, we're going to pinch run here, boys. Jerry calls time, talks to Coach Feely.
Put Riggs out there. I think that's who that is.
That's Riggs Toby. That's Riggs Toby if I've ever seen Riggs Toby.
Riggs is a cool name.
Yep.
You can't be a Riggs if you're a nerd.
No.
Riggs.
You also can't be Jim Toby's kid if you're a nerd.
Good point.
That's true.
Jim and Rachel are, there's some A1 people.
I like talking to old Jim.
Yeah, I do too.
Third baseman way in here for Ryan. Expecting a bunt. It's a big game for the Indians to pick off a 12-2 team and or 12-4 team and
yep.
Get off their losing streak and see once what happens here.
Well, I think the Indians are going to blow this game open this inning. I just have a feeling. Just
feel another crooked number coming up. You know, we scored. We got that big 4 spotter in the first inning, and wow, did that help a bunch for Wyatt. And
Awesome. How many hits Posty got tonight? He's got a couple
two for
hits,
three.
Don't
he? Two boy. For three.
Hey, boy.
Soon to be three. Shows bunt. Pulls back. Takes that for a ball. One ball, one strike. 6:46. My meeting starts in 44 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. We gain a couple here.
Yeah, we'll take care of innings numbers 8, 9, 10, and 11.
That's outside for a ball. There goes the throw down to second. Derek back in time. Got a big secondary lead, but
catcher didn't care for that, did he?
Well, you know, he's got to get out there. If that bunt goes down, he's got to get his butt to third.
Yes, he does.
Shortstop's got to cover the bag. If he could hit a ground ball there towards that umpire, he's got himself a hit. Shows bunt this time way outside. Three balls and a strike now to Ryan Post.
Jerry's green lighting this one. You bet your sweet bumper on that one.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Get your best hitter on the team.
And we're finally hitting the ball. A couple of weeks ago, I might not have said that, but.
Oh.
Took it all the way.
Come on, 13. Come on, kid.
Here we go, Ryan.
Nobody out here. Bottom of the sixth. 5-2 ball game. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch, and Ryan Post puts a charge into one. Right fielder going back on his horses, and he's going to have enough time to get back here and make the play. And Derek's going to tag from second. So sacrifice by Ryan Post.
Now batting, number
Chuck
seven,
Etzer said, I did not disagree with Dave.
I knew he would go. I knew if I would say something.
8 to 10 dozen baseballs on average used per major league game. $6 a baseball. 12 dozen rubbed up per game with a secret mud.
And then they throw them in the freezer. Remember that one year they had them?
I think Mr. Etzler's drinking today.
He might be. That one's popped up. It's not going to be out there far enough for anybody to move up. But so Kobe pops up to the second baseman.
Now batting number zero. Riley.
Come on, Riley. Keep hitting it.
So we get our 8-9 batters on, and we get a roll to the top, and our number one and number two batters.
Golf league started tonight for my wife. Her and Gail, Karen, Toby, Karen Clooney, and Beth Thomas.
Oh, Eric's wife. Oh, they'll have fun.
I'd rather go to the dentist.
I would rather drive down the road swinging a miss. I would stick my head out of the window doing 60 in a golf ball-sized hailstorm.
Well, they play. They just walk, and all they do is talk.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if they hit the ball in the air or not.
There's a base hit over the shortstop.
Oh,
shortstop goes
man,
back,
nice
and
play.
He just gets his glove on.
Really
makes
nice
a nice play.
Oh.
And that'll do it for the Indians. We get a couple runners on. Nothing to show for it. We get through six. Indians cling to a three-run lead, 5-2.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right. Well, Neil, what are you doing?
We're fine.
What are you doing? I don't understand.
I was watching the...
All right, we're back here. Inning number seven in the Indians. Calpe, if you ask your brother before the game if he could get
Wyatt Benn and a Alex Dews complete game W today, he would be ecstatic, and he's 3 outs from it.
He would have said, you bet you're bippy.
It is Alex Dews. Alex has been tremendous. He has gave up, I think, according to my thing, just one hit in his two innings of work, and actually more than he's went three, because he came in with the base loaded, nobody out, right?
Came in that one inning in relief and had his hands full.
It's 4-5-6, Brody Williams, Logan Todd, and Cam Burke. Ground ball shortstop, Ryan Post gets the hop, fires it over to Patchy, one up, one down, nice job. That is 5-6-3 if you're scoring at home.
That'd be an
interesting game.
Tomorrow we get that game in. Got rain on Tuesday.
It's not looking good, but wasn't looking good this morning either.
Purcell's got they got a nice old park there.
And we get to go up there. Alan Platfoot always comes up there and razzes us a little bit.
We'll be outside.
No, we got a press box up there.
They do have a press box, and they don't have room for us.
Huh?
That's what the email said, so. I'm sure, Tiger will be up there, and I'm not sure.
We're out. I'm out.
I'll get Reese Rogers to help.
Reese Rogers sucks.
But at least he'll be there. He's not a quitter.
We are in the press box. I'm going to the press box tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
2-0.
Be a nice place to watch from.
Maybe.
Ball 0, 3-0.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of ruined our welcome there last time we were there. Remember, we picked on about everybody up there.
We did kind of rip them, didn't we?
We got on the
well, there's seven. We got on the music player. Seven people up there.
Actually, we had a lot of laughs.
Yeah, we do. That's in the dirt ball 4. So one out, one on here in the seventh. Here's Cam Burke. Cam is 0-for-3, struck out a couple times and grounded out. Jerry's going to the mound, and it is Troy Holman going to take the ball, try to finish this off. Alex Dews, heck of a job, brother.
Absolutely.
Proud of you.
I think we're going to get the old switcheroo, put Alex out and right.
So a sophomore and two freshmen pitching today. And
Troy Holman's going to grab the ball, number 11. Troy's kind of come in to be our closer here.
Yeah, and you know what? I had a hunch. I saw him warming up down there a little bit there between innings, and I thought if he struggles a little bit, if Alex struggles a little bit, they got to bring Troy in. We got to get a W.
Yeah.
We need a W bad.
Well,
you know?
Here's the deal. A lot of these guys, they said, you're going to ruin Troy because you're pitching. Troy wants the baseball.
Yes.
He's like Jackson Hobbs. Give me the baseball. I'll throw. I don't care about,
Yeah.
And Troy's just a team first kind of kid, and he's going to finish this off. And he told Jerry, my arm's fine, and let's play ball. And
yeah, I would.
Let's
know
get a W here.
I wouldn't know who would think that we're hurting his arm. He only throws an inning, maybe two, and he started that first the game at
Lincoln View,
and threw a stellar 90, threw a complete game there. But yeah, I certainly don't think that.
I'm sure as a coach, you hear a lot of things and a lot of experts out there, but.
Well, whatever the case, I don't want to ruin his arm. Let's put it that way, I don't think we are.
No, he'd tell you. While I'm thinking about it, we are going down to Versailles tomorrow. The girls are hosting Versailles. That's going to be on Sports Stream 2 with Jill and Joe.
So. How's that work out?
Very well.
Does it?
I think most people have finally figured it out.
Big yawn from the mayor. Big yawn.
The mayor's tired. Well,
better now than
time to go to bed
an hour
night.
From now.
Pick up Max. I took a shower. Watch a little TV. 11-ish.
Hangy's about ready to fall asleep back here, too. Look at his head bobbing. He's got his mask on. Long Ranger.
Is this going to be a quick meeting tonight? Going to be able to...
You get your COVID shot?
I got the first one, yeah.
Can be able to get him out of there before 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Why not? I'm in.
Yep.
I'm not going to have time to shower.
Guess we're back.
Not going to have time.
All right, here we go. Come on, Troy Holman. Finish this baby off. Cam Burke, DH. That one's right directly over my head.
And into the bed of the mayor's truck.
Off the Daily Standard bus.
Daily Standard has a bus. You wouldn't think they need a bus for one guy.
Cameraman's here, too.
Oh, forgot that. Yep.
Ooh. We should get all the pictures into Sports Page because we're the only game on the show.
I agree.
On the docket.
We should have the front page.
Front page.
Yep. One. Grounded up the middle. It could be two, boys. Oh, no. Oh, I'm having a hard time.
That was
right at Landon. Oh, that's an error.
Yeah, Ryan came over and
Ryan cut in front of him, blocked him off. He didn't see it.
Yep. And it would have worked really well if
No.
He was
get
his momentum was going over to
we just need an out
for the
man.
Second
no.
one. Yep. So
we so need here, an out. Two on now, tying around to the plate. Rodehommel. And the pitch. Strike on the corner.
Good job, Troy.
0-1.
Let's go, boys. Let's just get a...
Troy gets a sign from his catcher. And the 0-1. Got it. Beauty. Strike two on
same
the corner.
Spot.
0-2. Troy throws hard for a little crapper, don't he?
I'll tell you what. And you watch him. He may... both strikes right there on the outside edge. He may jam him this time.
I like your thinking. He chokes up. Good pitch.
Try to chase him outside.
You know, you look at this Indian team and the young arms we got. We got Patchy. We got Troy. We have
Ducey.
Wyatt. We have this two kids
Wyatt
come in
Bent.
Today. And
yeah.
He's got some arms. 1-2. Looks the runner back and the pitch. Inside gets away from him and both runners will advance. That was a wild one.
Yep.
And now second and third with one out. 2-2. Come on. Troy Homan, number 11.
Go right at him.
Son of Todd and Michelle.
Come on, Troy. Make him swing here. Make him swing.
2-2. Outside, ball three. It's never easy, boys. It's
Angie
never
gets
easy.
Angie gets the nitroglycerin ready. Me and Bobby going to need a pill. Nitro for all three of us.
I'm good.
Full count, one out. And the pitch, ball four high. And they're loaded. Trojans in tall cotton right now.
Jerry's going to go out and take a stroll, make sure everybody knows where we're going here, boys.
Well, we just got to play deep right now.
And four straight balls.
I mean, we got a three-run lead.
Tying
runs
at first
now. We got to play back up the middle.
Yep.
Jerry's telling the boys, now here's the situation. First of all, Troy, you throw it across the plate. Infield, knock it down. And let's get a W and move on. We need a W.
Let's get him out here.
Yep, we can let them have a run.
There goes the owners of the Toby's carryout. Walking out in left field.
Heading over to Big P walkway, I bet you.
Yep, going to take a stroll around the Big P.
How many times have you been around it, you think?
I don't know. Quite a few there. Last year I was walking every day.
Now was you?
Yep. I love it down there. I'd like to put some big lights up. I'd like to get rid of those little lights and light that thing up. All right, here we go. Bases loaded. Fouled right.
Go home.
Check swing, and we get the force out. Wow.
Check swing, and it just rolls that, out.
The pitch was in on him. He turned to get out of the way. The ball hit his back, went right to Troy, and we get the easy out at home. There's a nice break for our Indians.
Yep.
Needed one, boys.
Two outs now. Here's Ian Baker. Bases remain loaded.
Come on, guys. Let's
That's
go.
A fielder's choice. Boy, we Indians catch a huge break. Ball high.
Would have never dreamt about 10 o'clock this morning we'd be playing baseball tonight.
Yep. I looked at the...
Got that text, and I'm like, all right.
I looked at the...
pinch runner now.
Looked at
Who
the,
we got, boys? Number 19.
Number 19, the speed demon.
Boog Pow.
Ain't got him.
JV.
Not on the JV either.
Make one up. Who we got?
Fred Schmitzelmark.
Good one, Neil.
I might have made that up.
Swing and a miss. 1-1.
That was good.
Two outs, 5-2. Indians one out away from breaking this 8-game schneid that we've been on.
Alex Shane.
Alex Shane.
Pulls the old cruiser up to watch the last out.
Strike two.
He's been over there talking to Dan for a while. I think he's getting ready to cuff him.
One ball, two strikes, two outs.
He's going to stuff and cuff Dan Lochtfeld.
Nope, that's Lochtfeld. I was thinking that Dan Leonard's down there. Just had his head turned.
Bases loaded.
Come on, big pitch. Here, George.
Foul back. Nice job of battling by 24. Baker.
Got over the row of cars out into the grass.
Troy Homan gets a sign from Riley Will. Bases loaded. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. High. 2-2. Overthrew that. Come on, kid. Relax now.
Tried to throw it 100.
Yep. Buzzed the Mr. Baker's tower.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of hoping this is the last pitch of the game.
I'm with you.
The 2-2 from Troy. Grounded foul into the Arcanum dugout. Brock Dews chases it down.
Dude's hanging in there.
Yes, he is. Flips it over to Troy.
Well, you can tell Arcanum's got off. Arcanum's having a good year. They got a bunch of people here.
They do have a nice crowd.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Brought a bunch of people.
2-2, two outs. Indians trying to get out of here and break the losing streak. And the 2-2. Swing and miss.
All right. Woo.
And that's the ball game. The final, Fort Recovery 5, the Arcanum Trojans 2. We're going to come right back to recap Indian victory.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
We're back here at the fort, and Indians come away with a 5-2 victory over the Arcanum Trojans, and go over some of the things coming up this week. And Dave's going to have us with the recap here in a second. Tomorrow, softball hosts Versailles, and you can hear that one on Sports Stream 2. Baseball is at Versailles, and that'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, of course. Then Thursday, it's New Bremen, softball at New Bremen, and baseball hosts New Bremen, and of course, we'll be broadcasting that. Then on Saturday, softball at Sidney Lehman, and baseball will be hosting Marion Local at 2 o'clock. That's postponed from a rainout back in April. So, and of course, that'll be Fort Recovery Radio. We're doing, as far as I know, we're going to be able to do every baseball game, and I think a half a dozen of the softball games. So, Dave, you got your recap ready to go?
Absolutely. Big win for the Indians tonight. They come away with a victory 5-2 over the Arcanum Trojans. They go to 12-5 on the year, and the Indians pick up that fifth win, and we can get off that losing streak, like Bobby said, and maybe that's going to be the spark plug we need to get in here to the latter part of the season and let things roll. For the Trojans, they picked up 2 runs on 7 hits. They stranded 5. They struck out 7 times, and we also walked them 6 times. For the Indians, we had 5 runs on 10 hits. We stranded 7. We only struck out 3 times. We only got 1 free pass, and that was Daniel Patch that made it down there. The Indians were led by Landon Post with 2 hits and Ryan Post with 2 hits. Landon hit the ball hard all 3 times up, and so did Ryan. Kobe Wendell had a hit. Riley Will had a hit. Brock Deuce had a hit. Daniel Patch had a hit. Dylan Evers had a hit. Derek Luchtfeld had a hit. And Troy Hillman was the only young man not to get a hit here in today's game. But he did get the save and a nice job. And I have to give my game ball would probably go to Alex Deuce. today, Bobby. Alex Deuce came in a jam, bases loaded, got out of that jam, only gave up a run, came in, went, I think he struck out the side in the fifth.
Yeah.
He struck out in the side in the fifth, and that right there is all you need to know about how that young man settled down and came in, and he struck out the fifth, sixth, and seventh batter for the Trojans, and game ball. Alex Deuce, as far as the Fort Recovery Radio is concerned. The Indians get a huge victory tonight, folks. We'll be back in action tomorrow night at Verzales. For Bob Stogler, Dave Kalp, and Neil Spencer, thanks for listening to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Indian Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good job, boys.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.